This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. We have a music video feature today with my guest, Kurt Yagi, the creator of Tiny Music. Welcome to the show, Kurt.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to be on.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your first-time guest. So how did you get into making music for kids?
Yeah, well, I've been doing adult, I guess, oriented music for many years. And I'm a dad as well. So I have two young boys. And I've always tried to entertain them with music. They sort of like my music, but then realizing that they gravitate towards children music. Oh, at least my youngest one, who's he's now four, he likes a lot of children's songs. So I started doing that on the guitar, and especially during the pandemic, trying to entertain them, just trying to do as much music as I could. And then I realized, you know what, I am a musician. Why not just write some? And it sort of just came naturally, where I get these ideas in my head because we'd spend so much time at home, and these ideas would turn into a song. And I thought, why not just start doing this and see what I could do?
Very good. Now, during your story during the pandemic, a lot of people had a creative spike.
Yeah.
And a lot of them turned to YouTube and things like that in as ways to get themselves out there. So did you kind of find yourself doing the same thing?
Yeah, I did. And what's funny is sort of, having kids in the pandemic, iPads and devices, YouTube, all that stuff was just, it was out of control for us. And really, a lot of it was watching my youngest son watch these music videos on YouTube and just everywhere else. And a lot of what he was watching was the same old stuff you hear over and over, sort of the nursery rhymes. And it's like, oh, I think these could be better. And so that was really sort of an inspiration. I'm going to try to at least do these, start with these nursery rhymes, make it my own and make them a little more exciting. And then as I started thinking more original music, yeah, it's YouTube's such a great channel to be able to learn from. And there's just so much great content out there. So absolutely use that.
Yeah. Now, are you going to be all in now with Tiny Music, or are you going to run parallel with your adult stuff too?
I think what's great about Tiny Music is there's just absolutely no genre boundary. So I can do whatever I want, which is so nice. I do love doing my adult music too. It's sort of this island reggae rock style that I really enjoy as well. And so I'm definitely doing both in parallel.
Nice. Yeah. I've talked to many other artists who enjoy the fact that just about any genre can, contribute to children's music. I've done some interviews with musicians who have put out jazz songs for kids and things like that. So,
what makes this fun, and I think what's interesting to me is I'm really just, no song is the same, and just whatever I'm feeling. I've done stuff. I think we're going to probably hear one of my songs that was inspired by the Beastie Boys, or there's some island songs, or just heavier rock songs. It's just, it's really fun to be able to just do all different types of styles.
Yep. Now, and the two songs we're going to feature today by way of music videos, I think you've hit some kids topics right on the head and things that they truly love. So, let's talk a bit about the first video. I guess we'll feature all about pizza Friday, pepperoni
pizza
cheese.
Friday.
So talk a little bit about this song. What inspired it? I think I know what inspired it, but
I think you can guess very well what inspired it. Well, it's always, what kind of pizza are we going to have? And it usually takes place on Friday. And my kids, like, one of them likes pepperoni, one of them likes cheese. And so there you go, pepperoni, cheese, pizza Friday, all in the family. And I think what really happens, and this is sort of my creative process, not only for just children's music but for my adult stuff as well. I just get these random thoughts in my head, especially in the car when I'm walking. And so in the car, I just started chanting, like it was more of a question, pepperoni, cheese, cheese, pepperoni. And it just turned into some rhythm. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I think I want to use this somehow. And thus, Pizza Friday.
And no pineapple, I guess.
No, they don't like pineapple on their pizza. I like pineapple on its own, but I'm the same way as my kids, I guess.
Yeah, that's a divisive topic. We won't get into
Yeah,
that. Talk a little bit about the video, because the animation in your videos is really crisp. How did you pull the videos together?
well, unfortunately, I did not do the videos. I think I have a little bit of graphic chops, but nothing like this. One of my friends, you can actually see the background. That's my character, Tiny Kurt. Everyone's Tiny something. There's actually one of my children, Tiny Micah. There's little Tiny Azo, and that's actually my wife. She's just Meg. And so one of my friends, Kevin Kalahiki, he did the original design for this guy right here and sort of made the part so he could be animated. And other than that, I just, for me, I mean, a lot of these videos are straightforward, based on the lyrics. I kept it on purpose like that. I'm all about simple, and I think repetitive kind of works with kids very well. And part of what I try to do, both lyrically, musically, and even in the video, is just if there's a way to not only convey my message, but in a way that they can learn something, I try to do that. And so in this song, it's steps of making pizza, and there's counting into different slices and stuff like that. And then for in terms of putting this all together after I had that vision of what I wanted it to look like in my head, I have an animator that I use online. I've never even met this person, but it's amazing. I'm sure you know what you can do online these days.
There are
Just found
some.
someone I trust and is really good and just gets my vision and is able to kind of put that on the page.
Yeah, absolutely. There are some talented people out there
There
and
are.
absolutely worth leveraging in a lot of cases. I actually had an animator do one of my videos where I had this vision that involved my family and me as a kid and stuff like that. And I just threw it all at him, and within 2 days he kind of shot something back. That's incredible.
I know it's
That's
pretty
a skill
amazing.
set, I wish I had.
Wish I had that as well.
So, all right, well, we're going to play the video now for those watching on YouTube. For those listening here on the podcast, enjoy the song. Here it is, Pizza Friday, Pepperoni Cheese by Tiny Music.
Pepperoni cheese, cheese pepperoni, pepperoni cheese, cheese pepperoni, pepperoni cheese, cheese pepperoni.
Can I get it, please?
Got to take the dough, roll it out like a pancake. Pour the sauce on, almost ready to bake. Should I put pepperoni or cheese?
Come on,
brother likes cheese, put me, I like the roni.
Pepperoni cheese, cheese pepperoni,
pepperoni
cheese, cheese pepperoni, pepperoni cheese, cheese pepperoni.
Can I get it, please?
Half of the cheese and the other half roni. Got a way to walk cause it's baking in the other sea. Take it forever, you know what they say.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good, we getting pizza fried good. Time, 2, 3, 4, mix it 8 slices, nice. Grab a couple slices, get it on my plate. Pizza Friday, it was well worth the wait.
Pepperoni cheese, cheese pepperoni, pepperoni cheese, cheese pepperoni, pepperoni cheese, cheese pepperoni.
Can I get another, please?
Pepperoni cheese, cheese pepperoni, pepperoni cheese, cheese pepperoni, pepperoni cheese.
And that was Pizza Friday, Pepperoni Cheese. Love that video. Love pizza with pepperoni on it.
Oh, who doesn't? And I do want to point out that in the video, you could see this older guy with a P on his chest. That is my father-in-law. We call him Papa. That's my wife's dad. He's actually doing some singing on that recording. So he's a great musician, Chris Saunders, and I had to give him a shout out.
Love it. All right. Well, the next video that we're going to feature is called We're Going to the Pool. Talk a little bit about this video. What inspired the song? What inspired the vision for the video?
Yeah, I mean, again, pretty straightforward. This is one of those, we joined a pool, my family, during the pandemic. That's, you know, we have to drive to get to. And what's funny is I had this hook in my head every time we drive up, we're going to the pool. Originally, I was thinking in my head, it was more more heavy metal, if you can believe that, of just, I don't even know what kind of genre it is. It's almost like a harder, not screaming or anything like that, but just heavier rock kind of song. And I wrote this song trying to do that. And I'm like, you know what? It's going to the pool. It's got to, I think it's probably got to be more of my, who I am influenced by. And so this is more similar to the adult type of music I do, where it has that island vibe. And so one of my good friends, Yuka Lenny, who's a great uke player, I basically wrote the song and I said, hey, can you do this part? Because you are way better than I am. He did the main uke parts. And I just wrote the song, and I'm really happy at how it turned out. And I think there's it's just about life at my house and going to the pool.
Yeah, we love the pool. So same person worked on this video for you?
Yeah, it's the same one that does all the videos. Just really happy with how it turns out. And I always try to integrate my family in there as well.
Well, I live here in Las Vegas and it is now exceeded 90 degrees. So pools are becoming much more desirable. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet.
So here we go. Here is the video for We're Going to the Pool for those listening on the podcast. Again, enjoy the song. Here it is. We're Going to the Pool by Tiny Music. All right.
It's Tiny Music time.
I look outside my window and the sun is shining. Jumping in the pool. having lots of fun. My friends are there too. Get your swim on. We're jumping in the pool. We're having lots of fun. My friends are there too. Get your swim on. Get your swim on. Get your swim on. Get your swim on. We're going to the pool. Gonna have a lot of fun.
And that was We're Going to the Pool. All right. Kurt, let everybody know where they can find Tiny Music Music to stream, download, or purchase. Where can they go find your videos, and how can they connect with you?
Yeah, awesome. I think, I guess, if you're watching, you can see the links right up here. I'm on Facebook and YouTube. It's at Tiny Music Time. Also for adult music, as well as links to Spotify for Tiny Music, you can go to Kurt Yagi, CURTYAGI.com/links. You can see all the Pandora, Spotify, all the iTunes links for Spotify for Tiny Music, as well as my music as well.
All right. Well, Kurt, thank you so much for coming on the show. These videos are delightful. I know the kids probably love them. They touch on topics that are universal anywhere in the world. I think kids can get behind it. And it was nice to get to talk to you, get to know you, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Yeah. Thanks again for having me. It was really fun.
Yep.